It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Today is the birthday of Anglo-Irish poet Cecil Day Lewis, born in Ireland in 1904. Poet laureate from 1968 until his death in 1972, he also wrote mystery stories under the pseudonym of Nicholas Blake. During World War II, he worked as a publications editor in the Ministry of Information for the British government, and also served in the Musbury branch of the British Home Guard. He was the father of actor Sir Daniel Day Lewis. Some of his family were from England, Hertfordshire and Canterbury. His father took the surname Day Lewis as a combination of his own birth father's name, Day, and his adoptive father, Lewis. In his autobiography, The Buried Day, in 1960, he wrote, "As a writer, I do not use the hyphen in my surname, a piece of inverted snobbery which has produced rather mixed results." After the death of his mother in 1906, when he was only 2 years old, he was brought up in London by his father, spending summer holidays with relatives in County Wexford. He was educated at Sherborne School and at Wadham College, Oxford. There, he became a part of the circle gathered around W.H. Auden and helped him edit Oxford poetry in 1927. His own first collection of poems appeared in 1925. During the Second World War, his work was no longer so influenced by Auden, and he was developing a more traditional style of lyricism. Some critics believe that he reached his full stature as a poet in Word Over All, which appeared in 1941. After the war, he joined the publishing house of Chatto and Windus as a director and senior editor. In 1946, Day Lewis was a lecturer at Cambridge University, publishing his lectures in The Poetic Image in 1947. He later taught poetry at Oxford, where he was professor from 1951 to 1956. During the 1962-63 academic year, he was the Norton Professor of Poetry at Harvard University. Day Lewis was chairman of the Arts Council Literature Board, vice president of the Royal Society of Literature, and honorary member of the American Academy of Arts and Letters. He also was a member of the Irish Academy of Letters and professor of rhetoric at Gresham College in London. He died from pancreatic cancer on May 22, 1972, aged 68, in Hertfordshire. A great admirer of Thomas Hardy, he arranged to be buried near the author's grave in St. Michael's Church in Stinsford at Dorset. Here's one of his very best poems written about 1940. Is it far to go? A step, no further. Is it hard to go? Ask the melting snow, the eddying feather. What can I take there? Not a hank, not a hair. What shall I leave behind? Ask the hastening wind, the fainting star. Shall I be gone long? Forever and a day. To whom there belong? Ask the stone to say, ask my song. Who will bid farewell? The beating bell. Will anyone miss me? That I dare not tell. Quick rose and kiss me. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 27th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.